Tony has asked the candidate that they should find themselves under the money. Others are giving the money directly to the master.
He can't give time early on.
He can't give himself control. I'll look into Star. What's happening? Star written. Stars in Jung's head. Stars to others are his.
Stars has to be this one. Recording started.
Have I ever written?
Alright. Have I simultaneous things?
Rabbi Margaretin?
You don't hear me?
No, you were on mute.
No. Okay, we'll start again. I'm sorry, I did start the conference. And I was asked to explain Rava's answer at the end of last week's Gemara, where Rava differentiates between Kesev and Shtar, and he says Kesev can be done without the acquiescence of the Eved. So the way I understand it is, the master has an ability to free his Eved without the Eved ever agreeing. The Raya is, he can be mafker him. The Eved doesn't have to agree to that. It automatically happens. The Eved becomes hefker. Now it takes up everything, doesn't take up everything, because the Shailah Masech is getting. But for what we need, the master could free him, or could free a good part of him, without the Eved ever agreeing to it. So what Rav is saying is, when a master decides to accept money to free his Eved, this is his decision. He agrees to free the Eved. The Eved has no say in the matter whether he wants to become free or not, because the master has the ability to free an Eved against his will. Now, the way it's done is the difference between Kesev and Shtar. With Shtar, the master has to hand the Eved the Shtar Shechur, and if he doesn't hand it to the Eved, he has to hand it to an agent of the Eved, or to someone who's acquiring it for the Eved, which since it's detrimental to the Eved Remeir Shita, so it doesn't work. Whereas by money, the Eved doesn't have to be involved at all. The master can decide to free him whether the Eved likes it or not by accepting money for his freedom. And whoever is giving the money is not acting on behalf of the Eved. The master decided to free him. He wants the money for it. There's a guy here that decided he wants the Eved free. Nothing to do with whether the Eved likes it or not. He's not working on behalf of the Eved. He's doing the master a favor and paying the master, and the master wants to free him. The master doesn't have to agree to this. If the guy walked over to the master and said, I'm paying you $1 million to free the Eved, the master could say no. He doesn't have to agree to it. He agrees to it. He accepts the money. He frees the Eved, and the Eved becomes free without being involved at all. Zero involvement. And therefore, that can help, even though the Eved doesn't want to get free. I hope I explained myself. And therefore, the Gemara, according to a mayor, money can be done by others without the Eved's acquiescence, because the Eved is not involved in the act of the transactional freedom. He is a product of that. He becomes free whether he likes it or not. The Shtar requires an acceptance of an Eved, and therefore it's either him or his agent, and nobody can be his agent when it's detrimental to him, according to a mayor. I hope I explained it. If anybody has any questions, feel free to ask. But, okay. We are up to Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, two dots, about 20 lines in the bottom. I didn't count the lines, but it's a little more than halfway down. I would say it's about, it's about 20, 25 lines in the bottom. Chav Maimim B'Kesev Adei Atzmai. Now, the Gemara is going to take a while to work out its question. But the question is, the Rabbanan said, B'Kesev Adei Atzmai, B'Shtar Adei Acherim. Now, what does Rabbanan mean to say? Can both work by both? Can the Rabbanan hold that it's a schus for the Eved to go free? So, therefore, Shtar can work at the Echerim. You don't have to appoint him. He works as an agent of the Eved, and he accepts the freedom. That makes sense. So what does Kesev Adei Atzmai mean? Does it mean also Atzmai, meaning an Eved can have money? And we'll see how later on. So then why doesn't Rabbanan just say Kesev and Shtar can work Aydei Atzmai and Aydei Acherim? Why does Rabbanan say Kesev Aydei Atzmai, Shtar Aydei Acherim? Why doesn't it say Bechom B'mayrim, Bein B'Kesev, Bein B'Shtar, Bein Aydei Atzmai, Bein Aydei Acherim? Why did Rabbanan separate Kesev Aydei Atzmai and star ayde akherim. But let's let the Gemara say this question. The Gemara will work it out. Correct the Gemara. The kesef ayde atzma it ayde akherim. Why? Kesef can only work if the eved has his own money, and the way he would have his own money is that somebody would give him a present on the condition that the master has no shaykhus to it. So the eved can have his own money, which Rebbeinu would not agree to, but that Rabbanu would hold. Tamai, why can't it work through somebody else? He nami the shalei b'daitai. Let's say the eved doesn't want to get free, but mikti shemanu hu l'rabbanu. We know that the Rabbanu's opinion is the amri tchus hu shi etzim b'tachad eved l'cheres. That it is a benefit for the eved to go free. This is a machlekes Rebbeinu and Rabbanu on Masechta Gittin. Would a regular eved want to go free or not? Rebbeinu says an eved does not want to go free. The Rabbanu say an eved does want to go free. So according to the Rabbanu, the regular eved wants to go free. Now, if he wants to go free, why can't somebody else buy him back as an agent of the eved? Tanina, zochim l'adam shloi b'fanav, v'enchavim l'ayol b'fanav. You can acquire something that's beneficial for a person without his agreement. And you can't do something detrimental, but according to the Rabbanah, this is beneficial. So why can't it work like the right? And if you're going to tell me that Ayyidei Atzmai doesn't exclusively mean Ayyidei Atzmai, but it means even by his own money, so the Kamash Malan, the Ashkinyan, Rabbi, and it's teaching me that an Evet can have money. So Rabbanah is saying to a mayor, you're saying Kesef Ayyidei Acherim, because you say an Eved can never have money. I say Kesef Ayyidei Atzmai also, because an Eved could have money if somebody gives it to him on the condition that his master doesn't have any ownership in it. If that's the case, we have a Masefa. So let's move to the next thing. Bishtar Ayyidei Acherim. B'loy Ayyidei Atzmai. Why does this, right? Bishtar Ayyidei Acherim seems to say only Ayyidei Acherim. And what would be the finish? That he can't accept his own star shekhur. Don't we say that an eved gets his hand at the moment that he gets his get? Meaning when a person gives his star shekhur to an eved simultaneously, he gets the ability to acquire it. So why shouldn't he be able to acquire his own star shekhur? Right? So, Tamer is going to tell me that it means also acherim. But if you tell him, acherim, afayed acherim. The Kamash Malon, the Schusul Eved, she hates to be Tavos Yad Rabbi Lecheris. That means you're telling me that somebody else can be his agent without his knowing because it's beneficial. That means the Rabbana would be arguing with Rebbeinu on two points. Number one, an Eved can have his own money. Number two, that it's beneficial for an Eved to go out and therefore anybody else can accept his Shtar Shikhur. If that's the case, you have to repent over this Nino. So why didn't the Rabbana just put it together? Because of the Shtar. Why don't they just say, Rameya, we disagree with you. We hold. It makes no difference, Kesef. It makes no difference, Star. He can do it himself. He can have others do it for him. He can do it himself because he can have money. Others can do his Star because it's beneficial. Why did Rabbanan split it up? Kesef, Idei Atzmai. Star, Idei Acherim. Obviously, one of those two have to be Bedafka, only one way. Because if not, why don't Rabbanan just say, lump it together, and say the Eved can go out, both Bekesef and Bishtar, whether they Atzmai, whether they Acherim, and you will be telling me the Rabbanan's opinion in every aspect. Why did they say Bekesef they Atzmai, Bishtar they Acherim? Now, you're going to tell me it means Af, so one of the two can mean Af, but if they both mean Af, they both mean both, so why don't we put them together? Why did the Mishnah and the Chachamim separate Kesef and Shtar? That's the Gemara's question. Rashi. Rashi is Shmanu Lehu. It's a little bit higher where the Gemara started. The sect is getting Tanina. Kamar HaTanam, we learned. The Yesh Kinyan. Kiyavu Le'amunash Ein L'Rabbi Rishos Bais. So Rashi explained how in the world would it ever acquire money. An Eved does not have the ability to acquire money, but if you give it to him on the condition that his master has no control, then he can acquire money. Rashi is saying this is an accepted fact. Avadim get their own star shichrur. Now, if you want to tell me that the Rabbanim disagree with that, and they don't agree to Gita V'yada Bona Ke'echad, they told that the Eved does not have his own hand. So the Rabbanim Pligyalei Demosa, if the Rabbanim argue, B'shavkinu Rabbanim Bavdinu Kerameir, so why in the world are everybody, why are Avadim getting free by the acceptance of their own star shichrur? If the Rabbanim question that, if you're going to tell me that the Rabbanim do not agree to Gita V'yada Bona Ke'echad, that means you are telling me that the only way Star Shichur works is somebody else, because the Eved himself can't get it. Now, if that is true, so why do we do it? Why is the world, Dr. Ashi, why is the world doing it to the other Bank Echad if the Rabbanim disagree with it? Avai de'acherim, papilu shlein b'daitzai, the schus of Eved. Right, if it means Avai de'acherim, so again, the question is, why did Rabbanim separate Kesef and Shtar? Why didn't they lump it together and say Kesef and Shtar works Beinai De'atzmai, Beinai De'acheva? Emphat the Gemara. Let me explain. There's a third opinion. And that third opinion agrees to the Rabbanim that it's beneficial for Rabbanim to go free. And that third opinion does not hold that an Eved can have a kinyan in money. So that third opinion holds two things. They agree to Rabbanim with one of the two, and disagree to Rabbanim with the other one of the two. They agree to the Rabbanim that an Eved wants to go free, but they hold an Eved can never have his own money. They also don't hold of Gita V'yad Debank Echad, this third opinion. So according to this third opinion, the only way an Eved can get freed is either others pay for him, because he doesn't have his own money, or others accept the shtar for him, because he can't accept his own get shichur, because he has no yad. So basically, this third opinion says, both kesef and shtar only work ayde acherim. So this is a third opinion, again. So we have Remeir's opinion, and there's three issues here. Number one, is it beneficial for an Eved to go out? Remeir's vote is negative. It is not beneficial for an Eved to go out. Does an Eved have his own money? Remeir's opinion is never. Can an Eved be free? I'm sorry? Somebody had a question? Okay. Can an Eved be freed by shtar, by giving it to the Eved himself? The mayor's opinion is yes. Because of those three opinions, the mayor says, number one, you can't free an Eved unless he wants to be free by a shtar, by handing it to him. Sorry, let's step back. According to a mayor, it's detrimental for an Eved to go free. According to a mayor, he can never have his own money. So he can never have his own money. He cannot buy his freedom. But somebody else can buy his freedom, even though he doesn't know about it, because he's not involved in that transaction, as Rav explained, that happens through the master without him. Shtar can only work if it's handed to him, because Gita V'yad Debank Echad, it works simultaneous, but it cannot work else, because he doesn't want to go free. Unless he wants to go free, unless he specifies, I'd like to go free, nobody else can accept the shtar. So Remeir's opinion is clear. Because he's not involved in that transaction. Because he can get free by accepting it himself, because it works simultaneous. But nobody else can take a shtar for him, because it's detrimental for him to go free. The Rabbanan Shita is, both Kesef and Shtar can work Beinai De'atmai, Beinai De'achevim, because an Eved can have his own money if somebody gives it to him on the condition that the master doesn't have it, doesn't get ownership. An Eved wants to go free, so therefore anybody can buy the Eved, except his Shtar Shechur. There's no limitation because the Eved wants to go free, and Gita V'yad Debank Echaz, so the Eved can accept his own Shtar Shechur. According to the Rabbanon, both Kesef and Shtar can work Beinai Dei Atzmai, Beinai Dei Achera. Reb Shimon ben Elazar is a third opinion. He says, I agree to the Rabbanon that I want them to go free. And therefore, anybody can buy him back, and anybody can accept his shtar. He never has money, and he can't accept his own shtar if he doesn't have a yad. The Rosh Hashanah Malazar, both Kesef and shtar, can only work by the Acherim. That's Rosh Hashanah Malazar's opinion. Now, our Mishnah, when it says B'Kesef Adei Atzmai, that's the Rabbanon speaking. And when it says B'Shtar Adei Acherim, that is Rosh Hashanah Ben Elazar speaking. Our Mishnah is mixing together two opinions. Kesef Adei Atzmai is Rabbanon, but the truth is they say Shtar Adei Atzmai and Acherim too. But the Mishnah switches from the Chachamim to Rosh Hashanah Ben Elazar and says, B'Shtar Adei Acherim, that's Rosh Hashanah Ben Elazar who says the Eved cannot accept his own Shechur. So the Mishnah is alluding to three different opinions. The Meir's opinion, then it brings part of the Chachamim's opinion, and part of Rosh Hashanah Ben Elazar's opinion. That's the Gemara's answer. Let's read it inside. I hope I explained myself. I can't read faces, so it's hard for me to know whether I explained myself. Dr. Gemara. Ella, where am I up to? Ella b'kesef, I b'nai de'acher, b'nai de'atzmai. Kesef can work both by others and by himself. That's the Rabbanim, who say an Eved can have his own money, and anybody else can do it because it's beneficial for an Eved to go out. B'shtar, the Mishnah is switching mandiyamim. I'm explaining like Rashi. B'shtar, the Mishnah says, I de'acher, b'loyai de'atzmai, Reb Shimon ben Elazar. This is Reb Shimon ben Elazar, the Tanya. Shimon ben Elazar Omer, after Shtar, they are Cherim, they are Atzmai. Both Kesef and Shtar can only be done by others. The Shalosh Machlek is the Dover, and there are three opinions in the matter. So according to Shimon ben Elazar, both Kesef and Shtar have to be done by others. According to the Chachamim, it can be done by himself and by others. And according to a mayor, Kesef has to be done by others, and Shtar can only be done by himself, because it's not beneficial for him to go free. Rashi. As Dr. Rashi, Reb Shimon ben Elazar, Hach Sefer D'Shtar, that last part of the Mishnah of the word Shtar is going like Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Where is it? Yeah. The less Legita V'yad D'Bokech. Now, here Rashi is going to explain the Mishnah according to this Teretz. The Shalosh Machlokes B'Dover. There are three opinions. I'm going to go slow, and if anybody has any questions, they can speak up because I can't read faces. Reb Meir Islay B'Kesef Adei Acherim, Afilu Shlomi Daitai. Reb Meir holds, Kesef can work through others, even if the Eved doesn't want. Because the Loi Adei, but it can't work by himself, the Ein Kinyan Levit Loi Rabbi. He has no kinyan, and the reason Kesef works is, as Rav explained, you don't need the Eved involved in the transaction. B'shtar edei atzmai, v'lo edei acher. Shloi b'daitai. Shtar only works by himself, not through others, if he doesn't want it. The chayvulai, because it's detrimental to the Eved. So nobody can accept the shtar shechur for him. But he gets his own shtar shechur, whether he likes it or not. The master hands it to him, and he goes free. Kesef, Avagat the Chayvulai. So why does Kesef work against his will? Kabbalah Srabi Gormalai, as Rav explained, he's not involved in the transaction. It's his master's accepting it that causes him to go free. So that's Rameir's opinion. An Eved does not want to go free. And therefore, the Eved cannot be freed by a shtar unless he gets it, because he has no say in the matter, but nobody else can work on his behalf. Doesn't want to go free. Money doesn't need his acquiescence because money can be done without him. He's the object. He's not involved in the transaction. And therefore, somebody else can pay the master for his freedom, and there's nothing the Eved can do to stop that because he's not involved in the transaction. That's your mayor's opinion. Reb Shimon ben Elazar is like, Reb Shimon ben Elazar holds, Bein b'kesef, Bein b'shtar, de'acherim. He holds that both can only be done by the Acherim. Number one, the Ksavah is Chayvulai. others can work on his benefit, on his behalf, because it's beneficial for him. He wants to go free. Right? That's what he holds. Like Rabbana on that aspect. By money, he holds that a Nebbi can never have his own money, like Remeir at that point. That's his own shita. He holds that Nebbi can never be freed by taking the star shichrur, because the Eved has no ability to receive the star shichrur, because he belongs to the master. That's what he holds. Right, Rishon Lezer's was after Shtar. That means not only Kesef has to be done by the Achirim, but Shtar also has to be done by the Achirim. Alma b'Tavayu Islay by the Atzmalai. So Rishon Lezer holds both Kesef and Shtar have to be done by others, cannot be done by the Eved himself for two different reasons. The money can't be done by the Eved himself, he never has money, and the Shtar can't be done by the Eved himself because he has no Yah. Rabbanu de Masnisin is who. The Kesef Beinai De'Acherim, Beinai De'Atzmai. Both. The Yesh Kenyan, he can have his own money. Acherim, the Schus Ulai. And Acherim can do it because it's the Schus. The Chayim Bishtar, Beinai De'Acherim, Beinai De'Atzmai. With the Kaimim on Gita V'yad Bo'an Shechad, we pass the Gita V'yad Bo'an Shechad. Rabbana Nabdin Amlu. We do it like Rabbana. Rabbana hold Gita V'yad Bo'an Shechad. Right, the high blur of Hindu with Hindu. So why didn't the Mishnah put Kesef and Shtar together and say Beinai De'Atzmai, Beinai De'Acherim, which according to the Rabbanan is true, that Kesef is Beinai De'Atzmai, Beinai De'Acherim, is because Mishnah the Sefer of Shimon ben Elazar, that last line, Bishtar De'Acherim, is of Shimon ben Elazar. Abu Reisha, Hochi Kamer the Rabbanan the Rameyer. The Reisha, this is what the Rabbanan told Rameyer. Av the Kesef, Ay De'Atzmai. The Kesef can work by himself, the Eshkinyan, the Koshkin Aydechem, the Schosulai, the Koshkin Star, and for sure Star. They take out the word Schos. So Rabbanan is saying to him, we hold he can even do his own money, and for sure others can do it, and for sure Star, everybody can do it, because we hold it's beneficial. Right, period. That's the Pshat in the Mishnah. So the way Rashi translates the Mishnah is the Mishnah is switching from the Rabbanon to Shimon ben Elazar. It says, Kesef ay de'atzmai, that's the Rabbanon talking, period. Star ay de'atzmai, that's what Shimon ben Elazar talking. That's a very difficult shot in the Mishnah. To say Kesef ay de'atzmai, Star ay de'acherim is two different man the Amrim. Kesef ay de'atzmai is the Rabbanon, and Star ay de'acherim is Shimon ben Elazar, and the Mishnah makes no mention of the switchover, is a difficult shot. The other option would be to say that the whole thing is Rav Shimon ben Elazar, and he holds Kesef ay de'atzmai and Shtar ay de'acherim. Right. And the Rabbanan would agree to him on that thing, meaning if we would say that the Rabbanan holds like Rav Shimon ben Elazar, that we don't say Gita V'yad Bo'an Shechad, meaning Rav Shimon ben Elazar says clearly Shtar ay de'acherim. So he says both need achelim. Maybe the Rabbanan hold Kesef ay de'atzmai and Shtar ay de'acherim, they don't hold you to be under Bo'an Shechad. But Rashi is going to reject that, because then why do we pass to get to be under Bo'an Shechad if the Rabbanan don't hold of it? But Rashi, Bimbonu Lefarish, Shalosh Machlokes Veloymar, the Rabbanan Islu B'Kesef Bein ay de'atzmai, Bein ay de'acherim. We're going to say that the Rabbanan hold he himself could do money and Shtar, Bishtar ay de'acherim v'loy ay de'atzmai. But in comes to Shtar, they agree to Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Savak Remeir, right? Rav Shimon ben Elazar for sure says both only work ay de'acherim because he used the word af Bishtar. So Rav Shimon ben Elazar is definitely saying that he can't have his own money. Rabbanan hold he could have his own money. And maybe the Rabbanan agreed to Rav Shimon ben Elazar that we don't say Gita V'yad Bo'an Shechad. So maybe the Mishnah is the Rabbanan completely, and they're agreeing to Rav Shimon ben Elazar on that aspect. Rav Shimon ben Elazar suffered from Meir B'Kesef De'Atzmai and Kenyan Bishtar, and Kenyan, because they can't have his own money. Rabbanan Bishtar, they ain't get to the other Bar Kehah. And they hold like Rabbanan that he cannot get his own hand. And Cain, how the Kaimelon get to the other Bar Kehah, Yechidahi. That would mean that Gita V'yadav Rav Gechad is only Remeir of Ninaleh. And we wouldn't do that. We would never leave the Rabbanon to do like Remeir. You have to learn, like I explained, the Reish of the most Amru Rabbanon. Rabbanon said, Kesar Adei Atzmai, and they stopped. The same for us and Rav Shimon ben Elazar. And the same for Rav Shimon ben Elazar. So, to review again, there's three different issues that go into the freedom of an Eved. Number one, does an Eved want to go free? Number two, can an Eved have money? Number three, does an Eved have a yad to accept his own shechur? These are three separate shailas. One does not determine the other. Each one is a separate shaila. Remeir picks sides in all three shailas. He says, Evadim don't want to go free. Therefore, nobody can act on behalf of the Eved without his permission. Except money happens to be, you don't need the Eved because the master does it on his own. And therefore, the Eved doesn't have to agree and it doesn't have to be with his permission. Remeir also holds that Gita V'yadav Rav Gechad, you can give the Eved his star shechur. Remeir also holds that an Eved can never have his own money. So three shitas. Remeir holds that an Eved can never have his own money. Number two, an Eved does have a yacht to accept his debt, Gita V'yadav Rav Gechad. And number three is that the Eved does not want to go free. That's Remeir's three shitas, and therefore everything works into that. Kesavai De'acherim, because you don't need the Eved's agreement, because it works without his agreement. He cannot have his own money. Shari de Atzmai only, because you can't do something for the Eved that's detrimental to him. But he has the ability to accept his own Shtar Shechur, because Gita V'yadav Rav Gechad. The Rabbanan say, Kesef and Shtar can work Beinai de Atzmai, Beinai de Achel. Number one, an Eved can have his own money. If you give it to him, Amanashe and the Rabbi Rishusmai, that his master has no control. And Eved does have his own hand, he can accept his own star, and others can do it for him, because it's beneficial for an Eved to go out. So the bird went to the Rabbanon, Bein Bekesef, Bein Bestar, Bein Ayde Atzmai, Bein Ayde Achev. Shimon Ralazi says, I agree to the Rabbanon that it's beneficial for an Eved to go out. I agree to the mayor that an Eved can never have his own money, and I also hold that an Eved does not have a hand. Therefore, the only way a star shechur works is through somebody else. And but money also has to
be... Okay, yes. Opinion, is it beneficial? It's not beneficial, according to Shimon May, right?
It is beneficial. He agrees to the Rabbanon that it's beneficial for an Eved to go out. But an Eved is hamstrung. He has no money, and he has no hand to accept the star. But it's beneficial for him. So the way it works is people do it for him, they have a hand, and he goes free. But he can't do it himself. Not with Kesef and not with Star. Because he holds it. I'm sorry, yeah. He holds it. That it's official for Nevin, but he has no hand. So he can't go out. Unless somebody else takes the Star.
Let my reason.
Yes.
Why can't we say, why don't we ask each Eved individually? If it's
the truth is, I'm going to pick sides and I'm not going to say it here, but the truth is that if an Eved expressed that we would work with his intention, we're talking about the Eved is in China, or the Eved is somewhere else, or for whatever reason the master is not consulting with his Eved. And he hands the Star Shechur to somebody else. What do we say a regular Eved wants? And that's how we would paskin. Listen, let me ask you a question. Man, you're a tzaddik, so I don't know if it will work for you, but let's say me. Somebody went over to somebody and said, take this $1,000 for Rabbi Margaret. Right? Am I claiming it? Why am I claiming it? Because it's beneficial to me. Right? Now, did you ask me? You have to come and ask me? Was it automatically mine? It's automatically mine. Because every regular human being likes to get $1,000. Now, you know, and therefore the tzaddikim, most people like to receive $1,000. And therefore, if somebody takes $1,000 for them, they're good at it. Because it's beneficial. So the question is the regular Eved like freedom or not? Did they, now again, I don't know why we don't take a poll, that I can't answer you. But that's the question. Fine. Okay. Don't think of my advice. I'm a rabbi. Now, I want to explain something. There's a source of Shtar Shechor by another. We didn't make it up. We learned it out from Get Isha. The Torah says you write a bill of divorce to one's wife. So the Torah says one writes a bill of freedom. We learned out from Xer Shava that there's a concept of bill of freedom to an Eved. But that's derived from Xer Shava. So the question is, so why does Reb Shimon ben Elazar, I mean, a person can give his wife a Shtar, a Get, right? So why can't he give his Eved a Shtar Shechor? Now, by woman also, we need Gita V'yadah Bon Kavas. A woman doesn't have a hand to be kind of things. It goes to her husband. So parents is, when you give a woman a get, it works simultaneous. So why does Shimon ben Elazar hold that by an Eved, it doesn't work simultaneous? That's basically what the Gemara is going to address now. I'm a rabbi. My time is Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Gomer lo lo me'isha. Ma isha chiyayti get l'shul she'en l'shalai. A woman is not belong to her husband. Yes, when you give her something, her husband gets rights in it. So it's not somewhat his. But he doesn't own her in the sense like a person owns his Eved. She is an independent person. Happens to be that when she makes money, her husband has a right to the payrus of that money. But it's not pshat that she has no yad, period. She has a yad. She is a human being with freedom of movement and things that allows her to be kinder, whereas Eved has no yad. So you're not taking it out of your rishus. When a person gives their wife a divorce, it's leaving his domain, entering her domain. The problem is that in her domain he has rights, but it's her domain. And Eved doesn't have his own domain. He is his master's domain. And therefore, the master is putting it from one pocket into the other pocket. And therefore, it has to work through somebody else. Rashi. Shein is shaloi shalom. Rabbana gom, gabi hachi. Rabbana say, make the Xerish Shabbat this way. Ma isha mekabel is gita. Av Eved mekabel gita. The fact is a fact. The Torah said, there's a shtar shechor by an Eved. There's a shtar get by a woman. You give it to the woman, you give it to the Eved, and it works simultaneously. That's how the Rabbanim view the Xerish Shabbat. Reb Shimon ben Elazar says, no, it has to leave the owner's domain. By a woman, it leaves the husband's domain to a big extent. And by the Eved, it leaves zero. And therefore, he holds you don't say Gita V'yadah Bon Kavas. Boy, Rabbah. Rabbah says the following Shabbat. Reb Shimon ben Elazar, Eved Kenani, Mao Shiyas Shliach, Lekabel Gita Miyad Rabbi. The question is, can an Eved Kenani accept a Shtar Shechor? Can he make a Shliach to accept his Shtar Shechor? Okay, now I want to give a Hakdama. The Rishonim bring a Raya from this Gemara, and I have to speak it out. There's a big Machloikus Rishonim. The concept that I can acquire something beneficial for somebody else without him knowing about it. Let's go back to the $1,000. Somebody gives somebody else $1,000 through a third party, it becomes the recipient's $1,000, right? Somebody wants to give a present of $1,000 to Shimon, and he gives it to Levi to acquire for Shimon, it becomes Shimon's. Is that because Levi is an agent? Or is it because the Torah has a special halacha that things that are beneficial can be done for somebody else without the power of agency? It's that the Torah allows benefit to be done for somebody else even if you're not an agent. Or is it that if it's beneficial, we assume agency? Again, this is a big machlekes rishayna. Can a person acquire something for a katan, let's say? Katan cannot make an agent. Can somebody pick something up for a katan? Now, if the reason beneficial works is because It's an automatic agency. What if the cotton can't make an agent? So it can't work. But what if you say that beneficial work, benefit working is a new parsha? It's not part of the parsha of agency. It's that the Torah allowed Shimon, Levi to make a kingdom for Shimon without being Shimon's agent. There's a new parsha called Tchiya that for benefit, you could do something for somebody else without being his agent. So then, the halacha would be that even a katan could have Tchiya because you're doing something for somebody. He can't make an agent, but you're not his agent. You don't need the parsha of agency. I hope I'm explaining myself well enough. Is Tchiya a new halacha? Or is Tchiya an automatic agency? If you can't make an agent, that's a big machlokes b'shitah. This Gemara is the source, or one of the sources, for the shitas that differentiate between shlichus and tchiya. They prove from this Gemara that tchiya does not work because you're an agent, but because there's a new halacha that I can do things beneficial for people without being their agent. And this Gemara is going to be the proof. The Gemara has a shayla. An eved who cannot... Yes.
What does midaito mean then? What is midaito?
Well, that means he can appoint the shliach he wants.
So the flip side...
If Shimon Lazo says an eved cannot accept his own get, can he make an agent? Can an eved ask somebody to be my agent and accept my get? My shechur. Now, if you learn agency works, that's great. But what if he says that if an eved can't do it himself, he can't make an agent? We have a rule all over the place. There's a general rule that says that you can't make an agent for what you can't do yourself. Now, if that's true, the eved can't accept his own shechur, maybe he can't make an agent. But Rosh Hashanah says somebody else can get it for him. Now, if he can't make his agent, how can the other person get it for him? The answer is the Gemara assumes tchiya works. The Gemara's question is, does the eved have an ability to make a shliach, which we're going to talk about in a moment. Right? So from here, the Rishayim prove that tchiya is not shlichus, because if tchiya were shlichus, what's our shayla? Rav Shimon Elazar said somebody else can accept the shtar, and the person is his agent. Terence says he's not his agent. Tchiya does not work from shlichus. Tchiya is its own entity. The question is, can he ask somebody to be my agent? That's the question. What? I'm not hearing anybody. Just a mixture. Is anybody asking anything?
I was.
Yes.
So when he... So when you say Gito Yadog Bun Keachon, and if you don't hold like that, it's kind of like Gito Vishnichuso Loboin Keachon. In other words, they're not interdependent.
That's the Gemara Shaila. Can an Eved make a Shliach? That's going to be the Gemara Shaila right now. Can an Eved make a Shliach to accept his Shechur? Or do we say he has no ability to make an agent? The question is, if he has no ability to make an agent, so what does Rav Shimon Elazar mean when he says, Gishtare de Acherim? How can anybody accept it for him? Because it's beneficial, but he can't be an agent. So here's the Rishayim prove, those Rishayim, that Tchiya is a separate entity, not part of Shlichus. So Tchiya can work, because you don't have to be his agent. But shlichus is a question in this Gemara. I hope I'm explaining myself. Because the Gemara is going to have a shayla now. Can an eved appoint a shliach? Right? Now, if he can't appoint a shliach, how in the world is shtar going to work on the acherim? And if Shimon Elazar said, shtar works on the acherim. Must be an eved can appoint a shliach. But the Gemara here wants to say an eved can't appoint a shliach. So the answer is, the Rishayim speak out, that Tchiya is a different entity than agency. that even though he can't appoint the shliach, but things that are beneficial for him can work without the rules of agency. They work automatically. That is the Rishonim's Raya from this Gemara. I just wanted to speak that out, because if not, the Gemara is going to be very difficult. Let's read it inside. Eved Kenani Mar Shi'as Shliach, can he appoint the shliach? L'kabel Gita Miyad Rabbah, to accept his get from his master. Kivin the Gamer L'Olam Isha Tisha, we learned it out from a woman. A woman can appoint the shliach. We learned that from a pasuk. So he can also appoint the shliach. Adoma Isha the Imakim Kabelis Gita, she can do it herself. Shliach Mahim Moshe Masri, she can make the shliach. As a deal, the Kabbalah can say, he can't do it himself. Shliach Mami Lamazi Mashi. Maybe he can't make a Shliach either. Pastor Dubai, other pastor, after he had the Shaila, he came to a conclusion. Gomer Lala Meisha, Keisha. Just like a woman can appoint an agent, an Evan can appoint an agent also. So the Gemara had a Shaila, can he appoint an agent? The Gemara came to the conclusion that he can. The question was, if he can't appoint an agent, that's what I was speaking out before. How in the world is anybody going to acquire his star shekhar if you don't hold Gita Miyad Bar Kechad? The answer is, it works with Tzchiyah. And we'll see it in Rashi. That's Rashi. Rav Shimon ben Elazar. The Amr Eved Eina Mekabel Gita. Eved, Mao Shiyas Shliach Lekabel Gita. Ki Isha Dami, Vais Shliach Lekabel Ki Isha. You can do a Shliach Lekabel like a woman. The Nafkalam Be Shulcha Mi Beisa. We learn it out from Shulcha. That's why others can accept his star. I don't know, he can't make a shliach. The master gives him his star through others, or he doesn't appoint them. They work independently, and it works because of shliach. So the Rishonim will hold Tzchiyah is mitam shlichus, have to deal with this Gemara, because this Gemara definitely separates between Tzchiyah and shlichus, because Rav Shimon Elazar said it works idei acherim, and the Gemara wanted to say that the Eved can't appoint an agent. So this is a big tumult in the Yerushalayim. Why should this work if you hold Tzchiyah works because of shlichus? But we're not going to get involved in that. Dr. Gemara Baiter, Elohad Amar Rav Huna Breda Yeshua. That which Rav Huna Breda Yeshua said, Hani Kahani Shluchim de Rachmanim Nino. Kahanim or Hashem Shluchim to bring Kabanas. And what's his proof? These Talgadaitik Shluchim de Nino. If the Kahanim were working for us, is there anything that we can't do and they can do? This is a Shaila Gemara Nedarim. Somebody makes a neder that he can't have pleasure from a Kayan. Can the Kayan be mocked with his carbon? Is the Kayan working for him, or is the Kayan working for the Rabbeinu Shlomo? The kohen's working for him, then he's receiving direct pleasure from the kohen. If the kohen's working for the Rabbeinu Shlomo, he's not working for him, that's nothing to do with him. So Rehuna proves it, Rehuna Ben Rishua. He says, we can't do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, the kohen can. How can he be my messenger? I can't do it, he can do it. Therefore, must be, he's working for the Rabbeinu Shlomo. Now, we just said, an Eved can make a shliach, even though he can't do it himself. If Rehuna Ben Rishua is right, how can an agent ever work when I can't do it? Dr. Gemara al Dahaga Amar Rabbuna Ben Rishua Hani Kahani Shluchim de Rachmanan Dino. Kahanim are considered Shluchim of the Rabbeinu Shlomo. Because the Isaac Taitik Shluchim de Dan Dino. If they were our messengers, be Ikimedia, is there anything that Nan Lamitin Abdino we can't do? Inu Masi Abdi, they could do it? The lie is Rabbuna Ben Rishua right? But Abdi Yomite Lamati Mikabo Gite. Quentin Shim Ben Elazar. And Eved can't accept his own star shekhar, and we just said Shliach Matzi Mashvi. We just said, right, Rabbi Esther Shaila proved in he paskim that he can make a shliach. If Rav Huna Ben Rishua is right, how can an Eved make a shliach? Rashi. Look, Rashi, Hani Kahani L'inyan Karbanas, HaKarabas Karbanas. Shluchim D'Rachmanan Enu, B'loi Shluchim D'Idan, they're not our shluchim. But not Kamina, L'mudu Hanah Mikayim. Somebody bans Hanah from Mikayim. Shakayim mutal after kubanaisav. Kayim can bring his kubanas. Va milsi boilam bin adorim v'perikim bin hamudr. This is the shayla of the fourth perik in the door. Va Eved, v'heki yalav ravuna mahai time ahetar bakrav v'lamudr anah. From Eved, we should prove ravuna v'ayim Yeshua wrong. And he learns, he says, that the kayim can bring the carbon because he doesn't work for us. He works for the Rabbeinu Shlomo. So how can you tell me that an Eved makes a shliach to do something he can't do, and then tell me that a claim doesn't work for me because he's doing something I can't do? And for the Gemara, there's a difference. Like, no connection. Yisrael is shaykh of the Teres Kabbalah's Kuel. Yisrael has no shaykh of the Kabbalah's at all. He can never do the Avaida. Eved shaykh begin. An Eved can receive shichur. How? The Tanya, Niron HaDvorim, She'eved Mekabo Gita Shochavei Roy, B'yad Rabbe Shochavei Roy, Avaloi B'yad Rabbe Shaloi. An Eved has no problem being kind of things. The only problem an Eved has is that he belongs to the master, and therefore it's like giving it to the master. And therefore when you give an Eved something, it's like taking it out of your right pocket and putting it in your left pocket. But what happens if Shimon gave Levi's Eved something to acquire? Levi's Eved would acquire it for Levi, automatically. But Levi's Eved has the ability to make the kinyan. It's not that he can't make a kinyan on a get, on a star shechur. He can make a kinyan on a star shechur. He has no, there's nothing missing in his ability to acquire. It's, the problem was it was one pocket to the other pocket. But if somebody else gave him something, he acquires it for his master. So therefore, since he has the ability to acquire, he can be an agent to acquire it for a different Eved from a different master. So Levi can give Shimon's Eved a star shechur for Levi's Eved because Shimon's Eved acquires it. It might go to Shimon, it doesn't make a difference. So Shimon is acquiring it for Levi's Eved, which is fine, which works also. So an Eved doesn't have a problem in acquisition. An Eved has a problem that it's, he belongs to the master. Whereas by Yisrael and Aveda, we have a problem with the whole thing. We can't do anything. An Eved can accept. He just has to accept it for his master. And therefore, he can't accept from his master because he's the master's pocket. Dr. Rashi.
And
my question,
can Eved not even Mekabel a get for a woman?
Yes. Well, that's a shayla, whether a man, yes. No, because he's not the Tarish Gittin, no. He can't be a shliach in Gittin because he's not in the parish of Gittin. But he is in the parish of Shechur. Rashi. B'teres Kabbanas, Shihain Oivdin Es Havayda. Shaya Begittin. Meinu Mekabu Gittai, B'shem Goyot, I get B'shus Rabbi. Not because he has no power of acquisition. It's that he can't, he's not leaving his master's domain. Mekabu get B'chaveir Shaina, B'shus Rabbi. He can accept it for somebody who doesn't belong to his master, Shalom Shachar. B'yot, I get B'shus Shaina Shaloi. Shimon Zevet can accept the Shtar Shechur for Levi Zevet because Eved has the power of acquisition. He just can't take it from Shimon because it goes right back to his master. Mashenki by Avoida, we have no connection at all. Everybody say, have a wonderful day. Merit Hashem, tomorrow I'll be back in person.